Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So while we're talking about the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, you know, there's one thing that most of us probably don't really think about or we don't take into consideration. I mean, first and foremost, we have to realize that the infallible and immaculate Imams alayhi salam, of course, as well as the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and all of the esteemed and holy figures of Islam, you know, for example, Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha, or Lady Khadija salamullah alayha, Hazrat His Eminence Abu Talib alayhi salam, Hazrat Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam, Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, and so on and so forth. All of these beautiful, revered, holy figures that Islam has put forth, these are all role models for human beings. And they are these examples that we can follow in the various different, you know, aspects of our life or our trials and tribulations or, you know, our happiness, our sadness, in the way that we can behave, in the way that we should talk, in the way that, you know, we should conduct ourselves in society with our people, with ourselves, you know, our relationship with Allah. All of these various different aspects and variables of a human being's life can be modeled after these beautiful, infallible, and immaculate, and divine and revered holy figures of Islam. You know, one thing that I think is quite interesting about Imam Ali alayhi salam and his persona is this idea of revenge, right? So sometimes somebody does something bad to us, or sometimes somebody, well, you know, they, I guess that's what it is. They do something bad to us. We have this tendency to kind of want revenge. We want them to suffer. We want to punish them. We want to hurt them twice as much as they hurt us. Of course, this is an unfortunate vice. It is a moral and ethical vice, this idea of having so much hatred within us that we want to take a very, violent revenge on another individual. You know, you just wish that they would die, etc., etc. This is not the thing that we learn from Imam Ali alayhi salam, right? Even in the wars, you know, that he fought, even though the individual that is coming towards him on the battlefield, especially in the early battles of Islam, you know, we find that this other guy is coming to kill Imam Ali alayhi salam. But if that individual by any chance ran away or fled the battlefield, Imam Ali alayhi salam would not run after them, meaning he wouldn't seek his revenge on an individual who came and tried to kill him but ran away, you know? I mean, sometimes, most probably that's what we would do, is even if the guy is running away, is, you know, we should kill that guy because he tried to kill us. So it's kind of a revenge type thing, you know? But Imam Ali alayhi salam, even in these kind of, you know, situations where it probably would have been logical or perhaps reasonable for him to, you know, run down the guy who just tried to kill him and kill him. But His Eminence, no, he did not seek revenge in this manner. He, you know, those who ran away and I guess they dropped the scuffle or they dropped the grudge, you know, he would also then drop this idea of defending himself in that sense, you know, not in the total overall sense. And so, you know, we too have to be careful, and we have to try to prevent ourselves from falling into this trap of revenge. A thoughtful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: قلوب الرجال وحشية، فمن تألفها أقبلت عليه.
Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The hearts of the people are like wild beasts. Whoever tames them, they would pounce upon him."
Invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Sunnis for centuries, when they mention the name of Ali, they say Karramallahu wajhuhu. Karramallahu wajhuhu is affirmation of the honor that Allah has given to Ali. It is not the dua when you say Radiyallahu anhu. And this tradition has been there until Wahhabism emerged on the scene of the Muslim world. And the Salafis, using their petrodollars, they have been propagating this idea that this is a bid'ah. Don't do this. I was just looking at that website, especially the ones that muftis use for answering questions. And there are questions about it. That this term, Karramallahu wajhuhu, is it only exclusively for Ali? They said, no, this is not for only Ali, for everyone. Better not use it. Just use radiallahu anhu. Unfortunately, this bid'ah is spreading among the Sunnis now. Unlike the past where whenever they would say Ali, they would say karram Allahu wajhu. Now they are starting to say Ali radiallahu anhu. Why? Because these websites say that you have to treat the Sahaba equally. They even have problem with the Shias using the term alayhi salam for Ali. They bring this whole issue, well, alayhi salam is only used for Anbiya and Mursaleen and not for others. And this is where I would like to say that, you know, the Wahhabis call themselves Salafis. Salafis means those who follow the early generations of Islam. Wahhabis are not really Salafis.
At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائي بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
تمام ارزش ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib this means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.